I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. I think one of the most common wishes that we all have is to eat all the delicious food without getting sick or unfit. What if I tell you that there actually is a venture that serves extraordinarily delicious items that can soothe all your munchy cravings while being totally healthy? Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe. In this episode of Hear Me Out, we are going to meet not one but two very fun and very bindas guests, Nidhi Singh and Ritu Oswal. Both of them come from different backgrounds, but their common love for food brought them together. Then they decided to turn this passion into profession and launch their appetizing brand, The Snack Zen. Their recipes are delicious, creative, and most importantly, healthy. The people behind such gratifying food are equally marvelous and stunning, and now I just cannot wait to kickstart this chatpati conversation with them. Welcome to the podcast, Nidhi and Ritu. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Shruti, so much for inviting us on this great platform as given to us by G Cafe and letting us share our journey and connect with more people.
It's totally always a pleasure talking to both of you. Nidhi and Ritu, let's start from the scratch. Tell us your story. How did both of you meet and what led to the Snack Zen?
Yeah, so going down the memory lane, our acquaintance can actually be tagged as destined to meet because we do not share any school or college background. We actually met in an exhibition and from there we started doing some soft skill training together in a company. We were freelancing together. After that, after a little break, then we actually trained to become storytellers and both of us started doing storytelling to small children. But as COVID would have it, we had to shut down our storytelling.
Yeah, so thanks to COVID, I would like to say that. Because that long conversation between the best of friends on a quiet rainy evening led us to the inception of the Snack Zen, our company. And need of both of us to satisfy the emotion of being service to the society and that hunger between both of us to bring good food to people led to the Snack Zen.
Yeah, and we also thought, you know, we had some very age-old recipes from our moms which we actually wanted to bring to the society at large.
Well, I like the phrase hunger to serve good food. That's used very appropriately there. So take us through a day at the Snack Zen and tell us all about the work, the process and all the management.
So typically our day starts with processing all the orders that we have received either online or offline. And then fulfilling the orders for the retail outlets that we have. And since, you know, we are a two-woman army and we do everything from manufacturing to packaging to labeling to anything that you can think of in a business, the two of us are doing it, by ourselves. So yes, most of our, time, we are engaged in all of that. And then, you know, accounting is a big part of it. So managing your day-to-day accounts and learning new skills like the new software that we just have for accounting. So all of that takes the major part of the day.
And yes, with that also, in between all this work as well, we try to brainstorm to learn about new products that we can add into our company. And if obviously the age-old products mixed with the new things and the requirement of the new generation and the new timings and the new, how our lifestyles have changed over period and making them more adaptable to people. So a lot of brainstorming is also done and a lot of experimenting is also done that we enjoy a lot that time also.
Yeah, and then typically, you know, we end our day by trying to make a to-do list for the next day. So whatever comes to our head or whatever things that we have planned for the next day, we try and make a to-do list by the end of the day. So that, you know, the next day when we start, we already have a plan ahead as to what all needs to be done for the day.
Making to-do lists is definitely a smart thing to do, especially when one is responsible for everything that's being done. Tell me, what are the challenges that one needs to be prepared for if they are planning to venture into the food business?
So the biggest challenge for anybody venturing into the food business is definitely taste and quality. So, you know, one must have a palatable taste and must have a quality in their product.
Yeah, with that, you know, finding the right kind of ingredients, striking a balanced recipe, that with all this mixed with it, making it sellable. You can find a good recipe, but sometimes the shelf life is too less to make it a business venture. So getting that balance of a taste that can strike and make your USP, but in the meantime, it should give you a sellable return business.
Yeah, and not to forget the food license, which is the facade, because whether you are a home cook, like, you know, you're doing your business from home, or you have a registered business, small scale or large scale, you need to have a food license and a FSSAI number, which needs to go on all your labels and packets and everything.
I would like to add this. You know, this is our personal experience. People take you seriously when you say that you have a FSSAI number.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Nidhi and Ritu, I have had the opportunity to taste almost every item on your menu and I failed to pick a favorite for myself. Do you have any favorite items from the snacks and menu?
Now, Shruti, that's not a fair question.
Yeah, of course.
You see, whatever products we make, I would say rather we curate, you know, have a very special meaning, and we do all of this with a lot of passion. So each product, you can say, has a story behind it or has a journey behind it. So we love all our products, be it the nuts and the dried fruits trail mixes that we do, or the gluten-free chips that we make, or it is the edible cookie dough that we do. So, I don't think, Ritu, honestly, we can say that any of our products is our favorite.
Of course, you know, every product has led and made a story out of it. So, you know, just out of just picking one or two, just for you as an example, like Gota. So, Gota is Nidhi's mom's age-old recipe. And like trios that we made from mom is my grandmom's age-old recipe. You know, and like that Muri is again a very, very, very peculiar in Ajimganji, Kolkata. And with adding to it, cookie dough, which is like a genre thing, which is really, really for today's children. And we actually found it, you know, by research, doing a lot of research and practice and everything. So, yes, a little unfair question. Every product is our little baby, very close to our heart.
My goodness, I feel called out. It's like having asked the parents to choose their favorite child. But you know, I sort of get it. But would you at least share any chatpati snacks and memories with our listeners today?
Oh, I would love to share Ritu's mathematical genius.
I swear, getting back to maths, that's the last thing, man. I hated maths till 10th, and I know how I cleared it. And again, all the problem sums which I'd never ever wanted to see in my life were back, just back.
So, you know, I actually had to convince her 2 plus 2 is 4 and not 5. Because she's so bad at calculations. And this came up, you know, when we were doing our pricing. So she would inevitably calculate something which was incorrect. And I had to inevitably do it all over again. And then finally I told her, "Tum rehne do behen, tumse na ho payega." So yes, that. And then not for us maybe, but for people around us, they could actually never understand our concentration with our products, you know, the pricing especially. So one of our friends to commented also, ye dono ladkiyan ek shishi pakad ke 3 mahine se baithi hain aur inka product abhi tak floor pe nahi aaya hai. So you know, people couldn't understand how serious we were, and our pricing has you know, touchwood, been so sustainable that it has actually withstood, you know, the current affairs, the current situations all over the world, which has actually increased prices for everything.
So you can say, you know, even the Ukraine and the Russia war couldn't take over our prices. So yeah, now we understand, you know, this sitting in that drawing room and calculating it for hours has actually paid us off.
Yeah, and with Ritu learning some math as well.
Well, I hope you all keep learning and growing, and there comes a day when maths doesn't seem too difficult to either of you. But tell our listeners, how easy or tough is it to get in touch with you?
Oh, that's very simple, Shruti. Every child can do it. Connect us through the Facebook or Insta page, The Snacks In, and we are all there to get you available the best of products that we have.
Yes, I can totally vouch for all the goodness that The Snacks In offers. And it's not even a made-up promotional story. I actually order all the munchies from Snacks In for all my parties and stuff. Nidhi and Ritu, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had a good experience overall.
So coming to this beautiful experience, I would say it was definitely our first podcast and a very, very fresh feeling. Like, just like the new generation. I would like to add here that we have been really fortunate enough to get the right people at the very start of our business, like the G Cafe people. And they will always and always be remembered in our journey as a pillar, foundation pillar, who turned our beautiful food ideas into our business propositions.
And to add to that, I would say that this initiative by G Cafe and this, commemoration of women, hearing their stories, is very inspiring. And all the best to everybody who has been involved in this venture. And thank you very much for making us a part of this beautiful journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Not a lot of people say that. I'm sort of short of words right now, which is not a very good thing to happen for a podcast. But thank you, really. Thank you so much for your trust in us and for all the goodness and positivity that you have infectiously spread today. And it was truly a pleasure having both of you here. With this, we come to the end of another episode of Hear Me Out. I am your host, Shruti, and we were talking to the Snacks In founders, Nidhi Singh and Ritu Oswal. Do check them out on social media and other platforms, and keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe.